This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me.
Good oldie tune there. Love is great, of course. But what are you going to do once the high school doors close behind you? Don't know much. Won't cut it in the real world. But you do have an opportunity to find the education and skills you will need to survive and prosper. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Dr. Manuel Perez, president of the College of San Mateo. Welcome, Dr. Perez.
Thank you so much for having me.
On October 7th, the College of San Mateo announced a coastside campus here in Half Moon Bay. What led to this decision?
Well, you know, Bill, the vision of our institution really is about providing liberatory education and really making sure that we center on individual achievement and generational impacts. So when we asked ourselves, in what way can we increase these elements of our vision or further this vision, the coastside is squarely part of that conversation. And, you know, we used to be in Half Moon Bay as a college at Shoreline Station. This is about 2010. We were here for a few years. And as situations would have it and as we evolved over time, we were really interested in bringing the college back into the community. That's always been part of our strategic planning, making sure that our community doesn't feel like they have to come to us. We're a community college. We should be coming to the community.
Interestingly enough, where you came to was the Occidental Hotel building. How did that come about?
When we were looking at regaining a footprint back in the city, we wanted someplace that was central for our students. So we wanted someplace near the high school, not too far from the high school. We also were interested in something that was close to downtown, so that we could be supportive and resourceful for all of our folks that were commuting through the center of the city. And then we stumbled upon the Occidental Hotel, right? New development. And then in partnership with Joe Cochette, we were really excited that not only was it a new space, not only did it meet the needs of our facilities, of our plan for the future, but there was alignment with our mission and our vision. In speaking with Joe Cochette, if you've ever spoken with Joe Cochette,
Oh, yes.
He is very, very passionate about his projects, what he's investing in, and he wants to make an impact that is very much aligned with what CSM is here to do. It was a perfect alignment.
So you're going to have some programs here. What's going to be the focus of those programs?
I'm so excited you asked, Bill. There are three areas that we're really focusing on as part of our CSM Coastside offerings. Largely, they're about strengthening our workforce, so courses that really expand on those skill sets for certificates or short-term courses. Language acquisition, whether it's learning English at different levels for entrepreneurship, something quick and effective and useful, or something that's longer term for certificates. And then lastly, offering courses that go towards a transfer opportunity, whether that's an immediate transfer, kind of filling some gaps, or building upon what is a long-term plan that our counselors will help students to develop and get to wherever their final destination could be.
And speaking of destinations, obviously this takes some financial support for this to be a destination. Where is that coming from?
The CoSight itself, the CSM CoSight facility, is funded through a combo of different general funds that are located at the college campus. But we are excited about opportunities at the federal grant level in terms of programs that we are actively applying for to help further fund different projects and programs coming out of CSM CoSight, not the least of which being our support for migrant and seasonal farm workers. So there are some things that we have in the fire, right, that are kind of brewing and hopefully coming to fruition in the next few months. But additionally, what's even better about our opportunities at the CoSight, connecting finances, we know that's typically a barrier for students broadly, and even more so for our CoSight students who, you know, there's a little mountain range between the main campus and the coast.
You know it well.
Yeah. Some folks would say, it's so small. It's right around the corner, our main campus. And others would say, no, it's far, far away.
There are times it might as well be the Alps, considering what happens to it. Now, when it comes to the College of San Mateo campus itself, what kind of programs and degrees are offered in general?
Generally speaking, we have such a beautiful array of programs. I just came last week from the graduation of our Fire Academy, right? So our Fire Academy, preparing our firefighters for our region, Northern California, and kind of getting them ready to go. So certificates and programs geared towards that. Our nursing program is a fantastic program that is in partnership with some of our other four-year institutions who actually come to CSM because of our renowned facilities and resources. And we have a plethora of other transfer-level programs that also help students to get from our community college general education courses that are for transfer into the four-year pipeline.
Yeah, and that four-year pipeline, it's interesting because some people think, oh, transfer, how am I going to get in to a school? And actually, there's no exclusivity, even Harvard and Yale accept transfer students.
Oh, absolutely. I was one of them. So I was a transfer student as well. And, you know, the possibilities and the opportunities that a community college education unlocks for our community is tremendous. And also right now in San Mateo County, our district is absolutely free. And so what we mean by that is if you are a resident of the County of San Mateo, you could be eligible to have all fees waived. And even more so if you do qualify based on your financial data, right, your income, your FAFSA, as we call it, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and the potential California Dream Act application, based on that income and that data, if you qualify, you could even have additional fees waived and other perks or incentives like transportation or different vouchers to use on the campus. We're really trying to make transportation, finances, and typical barriers that we know impact our students, we're trying to remove them or eliminate them altogether.
One of the things to do is to convince students today, they're thinking, college education, just, it isn't worth it. All the expense, I'll be in debt over my head if I actually go to 4 years. So now they're going to show up and say, you know, these 2 years could make the difference. And what kind of programs do you have that say, sit down with us and tell us what your interest is and we can show you in 2 years that puts you into the workforce and into careers?
So we have amazing programs that are specialized at providing focused counseling support, so academic planning, and making sure that part of that planning includes regular engagement with the student. So not only saying, hey, Bill, here's your plan, just follow this plan, you'll be good to go. But it's more about, Bill, in the middle of the month of your first month here, how are you doing? How's that plan that we developed going? And then let's check in next month, and how is that going? And let's make sure you attend this workshop, which I know is going to help because you mentioned, you know, having some concerns around transportation. Let's get you connected with this resource. Programs like our Promise Scholars program. So that is a program that is fashioned to really help students complete, but give them focused attention and support. So it's not just a good luck, here you go. It's a good luck, here you go, and I'll be here next week and the week after, and come on in, and we have programs and workshops to make sure you get through. We're with you the whole way.
Well, most important, how do students, potential students, contact College of San Mateo?
Through CSM CoSight, we have folks that are ready to respond to questions, answer any kinds of concerns or inquiries that you may have. So the email, csmcoside@smccd.edu. That email will get all of your questions answered.
Well, it's nice to know there'll be somebody here as opposed to, I mean, we all use websites and we love websites, but you go to a website, oh, I'm buried already. Mm-hmm. But there'll be somebody right here. That should be very encouraging to people who otherwise thought, oh boy, I'm going to have to go through the website and dig through that and they won't answer my questions. And that'll be great to have someone right here.
Yes, absolutely. And that was the point of us having a space reopened here on the Coast Side. So physically come and visit us as well. We will get all of your questions answered. And in fact, on Saturday, January 11th, we are having what we call a Super Saturday, which is kind of like a single-stop registration. Any question that you have, if you visit us on Saturday and your goal is to get a schedule, we will get you all the way completed in a single stop to make sure you get exactly what you need before you leave that space. And that'll be physically here at our location, CSM Coastside. Come and visit us. We'll have activities, we'll have programs, counselors, different folks from our admissions and records office to make sure that we address all the questions that you may have and get you on your way.
And when do the doors open?
So we are getting set up in the spring. We're about to go on break for our winter break, but we'll be back up and running in the second and third week of January and definitely ready to go for classes.
Well, we'll hope to have you back when the getting close to the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
So let everybody know. Mm-hmm. Now, Coastsiders always have the challenge of driving over the hill, arriving on time for anything. Having a facility, a program right here in Half Moon Bay is going to be a real asset to our community. And I want to thank you for taking the time to come over the hill in our direction and joining us today.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure. Anytime, and please come visit us at CSM Coastside. We are so excited to be back in the community in a formal and permanent way.
My guest today has been Dr. Manuel Perez, President of the College of San Mateo. That's the music you will be delighted to hear when you have acquired the knowledge and skills for a successful future. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Bill Wood, graduate of the KHMB School of Interviews, with our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And now it's time for a ride in the KHNB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Our destination, 1954. You're listening to Community Radio for the Coastside, 100.9 KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Bay CPA offers year-end tax planning services, helping project the tax impacts of your 2024 business investments and identify possible tax-saving steps to take. Utilize your annual gift tax exclusions and consider best practices for your accounting and operations. Tax agencies penalize you for not paying the taxes you owe when required. Bay CPA can help you check those amounts and dates to help you keep more of what you make. Maya Monroe and her crew can help you to avoid any nasty surprises come April to assure you don't miss opportunities and deductions to which you are entitled and plan your cash needs for year-end and 2025. Planning now can save time, trouble, money, and stress. Call Bay CPA at 650-726-7632 or email them at admin@baycpa.us to set a meeting and take better control of your tax affairs.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1954. This week, the Time Machine takes us to 1954. What were things like on the Coastside back then? Well, checking the archives in the Half Moon Bay Review, Lions Club and Local Theater planned Christmas party for kids. More than 500 children are expected to reap a happy harvest of fun at the annual Christmas party for Coastside Children, being held at the Patio Theater this coming Saturday. Short films, gifts from Santa top the program. And a Christmas bazaar at Fairlawn View School. The Moss Beach Montara PTA will hold their Christmas bazaar this Friday. Many items will be sold by the 7th and 8th grade students. And man falls 40 feet at Matchbook Cove. A Woodside man was seriously injured when he slipped while climbing down the face of a sheer 300-foot cliff. A crew from PG&E lowered a basket down the cliff to rescue the man. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Just big hats off to all the great Night of Lights on our Main Street. More floats than ever showed up. I heard there were 31 great lit up floats, but it could have been more. Big kudos to the Chamber of Commerce and nice commentary describing each entry by our CEO, Chris Lynn. And I believe Brian also helped out. Cameron's Pub did not have a big float, but we had a little Mini Cooper with British flags all over it, representing our pub, driven by a friend. For years, I've had chestnuts roasting on an open fire and hope someone steps up that important part of the Night of Lights. Time to pass the baton. Love our Rockwellian atmosphere for this event. Come on down to my pub and get directed to my large collection of Rockwell plates. Stay local and rock on. I usually don't have a PS, but PS, we're selling $100 gift card certificates to anyone that wants to get them, and they'll only cost $75, so that's a quick savings. Now that's a Merry Christmas deal from Cameron's Pub. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1954. The living is easy and good. More wives are moving back into the workforce and the economy continues to grow with more consumer goods, with people that now have money to buy them. Inflation is running well under 1%. The average cost of a new house? Just over $10,000. A new car is around $1,700. And gasoline? Oh my goodness, 22 cents a gallon. Drive to the movies and buy a ticket for 70 cents. A new trend is starting called do-it-yourself as families take on projects to improve their homes and do their own maintenance. Mass vaccinations of children is taking place following the discovery of a vaccine against polio. President Dwight Eisenhower signs into law the new Social Security bill funded by employers and employees, and the United States conducts a test of the hydrogen bomb, the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. The first nuclear-powered submarine called Nautilus is commissioned by the U.S. Navy. Interestingly, one of the most popular movies this year is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, featuring a submarine called, yes, the Nautilus. Looking at what is being played on the radio and jukeboxes, this song was based on John Wayne and a hunting friend that came upon an old house in the mountains and found the body of a dead man who had lived in the old broken-down house. A popular female artist did the recording, and it climbed to number one. Here's Rosemary Clooney in This Old House.
This old house once knew his children. This old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's a-getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a-getting shaky. This old house is a-getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. Oh, his knees are a-getting chilly, but he feels no fear of pain, 'cause he sees an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Ain't you gonna need this house no longer. Ain't you gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. Saints. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like him, it's tuckered out, but he's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to order the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's a-getting ready to meet the saints.
Ready to meet the saints.
This singing quartet of four siblings from Massachusetts were famous in the 1950s for their traditional pop hits. Here's the Ames Brothers with The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane.
The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The backman's gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing the suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum ba bum 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 ba bum bum bum. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. She must be giving them quite a thrill the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never, never says no. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. The things they're trying to pin on her won't hold much water, I'm sure. Beneath the powder and fancy lace, there beats a heart sweet and pure. She just needs someone to change her, then she'll be nice as can be. If you're in the neighborhood, stranger, you're welcome to drop in and see. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delightful to hold. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, so delectable, quite respectable. And she's only 9 days.
Thank you for joining us for yet another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week and another year, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Happy holidays from everyone at Lighthouse Water in the Strawflower Village Shopping Center. Lighthouse Water has been serving Coastsiders since 1988, providing purified and safe drinking water. Purified drinking water designed with you in mind. Alkaline, reverse osmosis, and more to come. At Lighthouse Water costs less than most bottled water you will find in nearby supermarkets. Lighthouse Water is located next to the UPS store in the Strawflower Village Shopping Center.
If I could talk to the animals, It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a story by Eileen Mitchell about dog paintings. Not paintings of dogs, paintings by dogs. Shelter dogs' paintings lead to Animal Paws for Love auction. These dog paintings won't ever hang in museums like the Louvre or the De Young, but to many, the works of art are far more meaningful than any Last Supper or Mona Lisa. Bear in mind, these aren't paintings of dogs, but by dogs. The animal artwork is the brainchild of Sonoma County artist Ellen Boone, who wanted to find a way to help support local shelters. I wanted to do more to help these animals who had no voice, caught in a desperate and often tragic situation through no fault of their own, Boone says. My own dogs were the inspiration for Paws for Love. When they ran all over a painting I was working on and ran through the house, colorful paw prints behind. I like to think they were simply showing me the way. And so, equipped with a big tarp and canvas, artist papers, and a little non-toxic poster paint, and lots of patience, Boone started painting with dogs that were up for adoption. In a quiet room at the shelter, first she would get to know each dog, whisper sweet nothings, give ear rubs, and slip a few treats to help the frightened dog relax. Then, when she felt the dog was comfortable, she dipped his paws or tail into the paint and gently coaxed the animal onto the tarp to play and create. Eventually, she amassed more than 35 paintings. In 2000, with the help from local donors and sponsors, Boone launched the first Paws for Love auction, sale, and exhibit featuring the canine art. To her surprise and delight, more than 400 people came, and every painting, ranging from $40 to $125, was snatched up within the first 45 minutes. The event was such a success, it became an annual event, and it raised more than $500,000 for shelter and rescue animals in the North Bay and beyond. In 2007, the Paws for Love Foundation was established as a nonprofit. While the fundraiser has evolved into an upscale soiree featuring live and silent auctions, award-winning wines, and celebrity donations, the art gallery remains the anticipated heart of the event. Each colorful painting mirrors the dog's personality, be it a bold abstract paw print, a curious nose smudge, or a sweeping smear of a happy tail. Sometimes Boone will add an object like a leaf or dog tag to enhance the painting. Some dogs need more encouragement, she says, but once they realize there was someone they can trust, they become playful. Some have issues with their paws being touched, others prefer you avoid their hind end, especially if they've been injured or abused. That's why it's important to get to know the dogs first, and let them lead the way. Of the 1,200 dogs Boone has worked with over the past 16 years, not one has ever resisted. It may take up to an hour, but I always get a painting, she says. She recalls one little spaniel that simply sat on the canvas. When she got up, it was a perfect heart shape. Each matted framed painting is titled and accompanied with the dog's photo and biography. A certificate of authenticity is affixed to the back. Prices are determined by size, which range from 5x7 to 11x14. A little red heart next to the title indicates that the painting is sold, and a green paw print means that the artist is still up for adoption. Boone says the most important thing she has learned from painting with shelter dogs is hope. After all these dogs have been through, the fact that they're willing to forgive humans in spite of what someone else has done to them is extraordinary, she says. They overcome their fear, their grief, and still come back to us looking for love. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com.
Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
The HEAL Project is getting ready to celebrate our 20th anniversary of delivering hands-on, garden-based education for Coastside kids. Thanks to the generous support of the Coastside community, we served over 4,000 students last school year. This holiday season, we are raising funds to support equitable access to our programs for all schools. We hope you'll consider joining us in making a donation to our fundraising drive to ensure that these unique, impactful learning opportunities are available for the students who need them the most. A $20 donation provides cooking ingredients for one garden lesson. A $50 donation provides potting soil for one semester of garden class. $100 provides supplies for 1 week of summer camp. And a $1,000 donation would pay for a field trip to the farm for an entire class. To learn more about our mission and programs, or to make a donation, please visit us online at thehealproject.org.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, my name is David Trask, registered dietitian and your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today I will be talking about some of the health benefits of coffee. I would like to start with some coffee use statistics. Estimates vary, but the average intake ranges anywhere between 2 to 3 cups per day. According to the 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, moderate coffee consumption, that is 3 to 5 8-ounce cups per day, or providing up to 400 milligrams per day of caffeine, can be incorporated into healthy eating patterns. Coffee was included for the first time in these recommendations due to multiple meta-analyses and other studies showing the health benefits of a variety of compounds contained in this tropical seed. With that in mind, it may come as no surprise that coffee is the number one antioxidant source in the American diet, with one researcher involved commenting that nothing else comes close. Research into coffee hasn't always resulted in positive associations. The bulk of coffee research, however, has been conducted in the past 25 years, and during this period, the results have changed dramatically. I would like to start with a brief history of some of the research. For much of the 1980s and 90s, coffee research had led some to conclude that coffee was not only unhealthy, but could be a carcinogen. Further research has been unable to substantiate these claims. And just last year, the International Agency for Research on Cancer and the World Health Organization dropped coffee's designation as a possible carcinogen. The IARC instead identified very hot drinks of any type as probable carcinogens. Very hot drinks were defined as any drink 149 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter. The report also noted that coffee was found to reduce the risk of liver and endometrial cancers.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
A meta-analysis of 1.6 million individuals showed decreased mortality with just one cup of coffee per day. The study found decreased mortality among populations with cerebrovascular disease, cancer, and mixed diagnoses. The study also found that 4 cups per day were required for the same correlation to hold true for smokers. A variety of studies over the past 10 years have repeatedly pointed to a negative association between coffee consumption and type 2 diabetes. Those regularly consuming 3 to 4 cups per day may have as much as a 25% reduced incidence of this condition. Risk was further reduced 5 to 10% with each additional cup up to 10 cups per day. A 2013 animal study found that coffee in moderate amounts, again defined as 3 to 5 cups per day, may reduce both motor and cognitive deficits in aging. The author cited the presence of several bioactive compounds in coffee, such as polyphenols and caffeine, as a potential nutritional therapeutic in aging. To summarize, coffee in its natural form and consumed in moderation is a highly functional food. Caffeine increases alertness and reduces fatigue. It provides an abundance of disease-fighting compounds in high concentrations. Coffee, however, is not for everyone, as it is commonly known to increase blood pressure in some people. According to Mayo Clinic, this effect is more significant among occasional users, and little to no effect on blood pressure is seen in habitual coffee drinkers. And for those of you drinking decaf, most of the research has been focused on caffeinated coffee, and many of these positive characteristics are believed to be the result of all of the plant's compounds, including caffeine, working synergistically. This has been David Trask, registered dietitian, as your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Today's a hybrid version of Coastside Carousel, in that it's part feature story of the week, with music a la Carousel. I've asked Julie Mell to tell us about the third annual Beach Break Film Festival at the Coastal Rep on the weekend of December 28th. I will be there on Monday the 30th for the film about Cyndi Lauper's life, Let the Canary Sing, and we'll have discussion afterwards. As part of the hybrid show today, we'll talk about the film, along with others that Julie is featuring next weekend, and play some of Cyndi's big hits you'll see featured in the movie. Welcome, Julie.
Well, thank you so much for having me. What an honor. And I'm happy to be here. It's great to get the extra publicity and also share what I love and am so passionate about, and so many people are.
This is the third annual film festival, and really you got started right during the COVID era in 2020. Let's go back to the future if we can. Talk about why would you start a film festival or a film company during COVID of all times?
I would sit and thumb through all the news and all the latest lockdowns and whatever. You know, we were on lockdown. I kept reading stories about every community around us that was doing pop-up drive-ins. And I was like, this sounds like a film festival. Like, I want to do this for our community. I can't be inside anymore. I miss seeing and interacting with people. I think everybody feels the same. They were howling at night. There were photographers taking pictures of us in our windows. It was just a terrible time for everyone. And my thought was, let's see what it takes to put on a drive-in. And it was not easy to tell you. Running a film festival was almost a little easier. So we did that. We sold out 150 cars in 4 days. Same day, someone from Pacifica, who's become a very dear friend, Beth Lumpke, came to me. She owns a Grape in the Fog, and she was like, we need to do this in Pacifica. And then I was like, well, let me get through tonight, and we'll go do that. And we did. We were able to convince them at Siebel to let us put on drive-ins. Things opened up. Drive-ins became sit-ins. Sit-ins became designed to make it Main Street movies with Aaron Tormey, who, you know, designed Make It Main Street. We started putting on indoor movies at Oddfellows. And I think the sixth one we did, the filmmaker said to me, this was amazing. You should be running a film festival. And I was like, that was it. First year we did 6 films, last year we did 8 films, and this year we have about, I think, 10 films, but 2 are shorts. And we have world premieres, and we have a lot of fun people coming in. So that's how it started.
Julie, before we talk about the Cyndi Lauper film, I do want to play a song. There are some great songs in the film itself and how the songs were born. This is probably one of my favorite songs of all time, no matter Cyndi Lauper, and it's Time After Time on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale, and we're listening to music from Cyndi Lauper to celebrate the Beach Break Film Festival, the third annual. With me on the program today is Julie Mell, and I will be there on Monday, December 30th for the film Cyndi Lauper, Let the Canary Sing. We'll watch the film, Julie, and then you have a panel afterwards. Tell us more about that.
Well, thank you for agreeing to be on it as the 80s expert. We're going to have you and one of my dear friends, Christopher Childers. He's been dancing with all the greats through the 80s. He danced with Madonna and Prince. I think he was discovered by Paula Abdul. And then he worked for Cirque du Soleil. He's kind of the expert and celebrity of the coast, with his shop in town called Fancy Pants. So we've invited Christopher to come talk. We tried to get Cyndi Lauper, and because she's on her world tour, we were turned down, unfortunately, but we did try.
Let's play another song and come back and then start talking a little bit more about Cyndi Lauper and all the work she's done over the years for the LGBTQ community. In that fashion is the song True Colors. I want to play it now for everyone on KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, Mike Dale and Julie Mell celebrating the Beach Break Film Festival. Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, in a special edition of Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, and with me, Julie Mell of the Beach Break Film Festival. What a great series of movies coming up on Saturday, December 28th, Sunday the 29th, and then the 30th, which I'm participating in, the Cyndi Lauper film, Let the Canary Sing. Get your tickets now because it does sell out. It's at the Coastal Repertory Theater in HMB. Tickets are available at BBFF, as in Frank Frank, HMB.org, and CoastalRep.com. Tell us about what attracted you to the Cyndi Lauper story, Julie.
It's a great story. She's such a success story. And I loved her sort of underdog story. I think she has, there's a lot of heart in the story. She's just a fascinating woman who cares a lot. She too is mission driven. I love and appreciate her, her mission driven LGBTQIA, focus. I just thought that it's a film that is fun to watch. It's a good story. It's well told. And of course we all love the same songs that you're playing. So, it seemed like, yeah, that one was a no brainer to me.
It's a brilliant movie, actually. I really, really enjoyed it. And you know, I was thinking about it while watching it myself. That, really, Cindy was, a sign of her times. She came in at the right time. She never gave up. She was always a true musician at heart and always kept fighting. And I want to play now the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun, her big, big hit, her very first album. As a matter of fact, another songwriting friend of hers wrote this at the time, and then she redid it with her producers and made it really a hip 80s kind of a anthem, if you will, with a little reggae lilt underneath. And it's just a brilliant song. And I'd like to say, Julie, that I think Cindy was more Madonna than Madonna was at the time.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, after I chose the film, she announced her world tour, and then that was great. It's like, yay, the comeback. Now everyone will know her. But of course it meant that she's super busy, but she was more Madonna than Madonna. And I love that they chose her as the voice for the We Are the World. You know, I mean, I just think that she was more unique. She had that discernible voice. She's so fascinating to me. And again, I'm just going to say how disappointed I am that we don't have her here.
Well, we got her here on the radio. This is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Cyndi Lauper, Coastside Carousel with Julie Mell on KHMB.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and there is Cyndi Lauper with her mega platinum hit, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And I'm with a girl who's doing a great beach break film festival, Julie Mell. Well, actually, you're no girl. You're a lady, right? And we're having a blast here on the radio promoting her weekend extravaganza, and it's coming up on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, December 28th. I get to be part of it on Monday, but you've invited me to the grand opening on Saturday as well. So, Julie, as we're kind of running out of time here, the show is only about 20 minutes long. I do want to mention that you can still get tickets on the website, BBFF, as in Frank, HMB.org, or the Coastal Repertory Theater website, CoastalRep.com. And Julie, thank you so much. And I do want to say that as you continue in 2025, for any films you may have that have any kind of music, I would love to have you back on Coastside Carousel. Can we pinky swear on that?
You got it. I mean, if they have music, it's kind of like my go-to anyhow. Thanks for your time. I appreciate this. This is fun.
That's it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale. Happy New Year to you and yours, and get ready for a fantastic 2025. Also remember to support your local artists along the Coastside, including the Beach Break Film Festival.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, we heard that our founding fathers were largely atheists, agnostics, or deists. The writings of founding father Richard Henry Lee strongly refute that assertion. Richard Henry Lee was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he is specifically the man who made the motion in Congress that America separate from Great Britain. Following his death, his papers and correspondence, including numerous original handwritten letters from other prominent founding fathers, were passed on to his grandson. After having studied those letters, this was how the grandson described our founding fathers. He declared, "The wise and great men of those days were not ashamed publicly to confess the name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In behalf of the people, as their representatives and rulers, they acknowledged the sublime doctrine of his mediation."
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.